99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Let's talk about fatherhood. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the part of Hard Facts where we cool things all the way down. We get very, very personal on this segment. What do you love the most about your father? Sunday was Father's Day, so this week on The Step Down, I want us to talk about fatherhood. We'll talk about fatherhood today, talk about it tomorrow, talk about it on Thursday. I don't have any story for today's topic. I just want you to tell me about your fatherhood story. What were some of the things you admired or loved about your father? If you're a man, what are some of the things that your father did while parenting you that you want to replicate with your own children? If you're a woman, what positive traits from your father do you want to see in the father of your own children? Did you look out for those traits before you settled down with the father of your children? And then for everybody else, I want to ask, what does good fatherhood mean to you? Do you want to be like your father was? Are there things your father did that you want to recreate with your own children? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. What's your fondest memory about your father? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
I'm happy to do the first call. Thank you, Sandra.
I'm happy you're here as the first caller. Welcome.
Yeah, so I listened to your intro and with it I remembered my late father.
Aww.
You know, and I thought it was right to give him that honored call.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a very soft person.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can. I want to hear the rest of that story. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Joy.
Hi, Joy. Tell me about your dad.
Yes. My dad, I really love my dad. My dad is patient.
Okay.
And he doesn't talk much.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's a Christian and he's prayerful. I just really like him. So for everything what I like about him the most is when he tells us to do something, you can actually see him doing it.
Ah.
Yeah, so if he's telling us you have to love God, God is the only way out. You actually see him that he's doing the same. Like,
so he leads by example.
I see him doing it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I really love about him. Then my fondest memory, maybe the times where he takes us for walks.
Okay.
Yeah, like when he just says, let's stroll down today, good walk, like just, even though he's advising us, at this time, I used to feel very bad or like, this man should just stop talking or something. But now that I'm older and I don't get to see him so often, I'm like, oh, God, I really miss him. Like, I'm shouting, I want to go home, telling me, don't come home, stay where you are.
Oh, I'm glad you had a great dad.
I think my dad is the best. Everybody will say that my dad is the best.
I know. All right, thank you so much for calling and sharing with me. Before I take a few more calls, let me share this information with you.
Yes, guys, just to remind you again, because the draws are happening tonight at 10:15, by way of Ada Blessing, she'll be announcing three winners and they will be going home each with 25,000 naira each. Now, these winners are not coming out of thin air. You could be one of them. And all you have to do is pick up your phone and dial *347*880# from your phone. And that will cost you 100 naira. A prompt will follow. Follow the instructions on that prompt. You can play as many times as possible. You can tell this to as many people as possible so that if you don't win, maybe your guy wins and you get a cut. You know, that's a thing after all. Now, 25K is going to three people. That's 75,000 naira. So don't dull it. Do not be a spectator. Do not be an onlooker. Be part of the largesse. So go and start playing. *347*880#. Costing you 100 naira. Get playing, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. You heard the man. Go and play. The more you play, the more you can win. let's come back to you now. Was your father a sir, a daddy, a dad, or a father? You know, there's a difference. You know, there's father, and then there's dad, and then there's daddy, and then there's sir. Which type of dad did you have? Which type of father did you have? 99%.
Hello? Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing, sir?
My name is Max. I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
Max, tell me about your father.
Hello.
Hi, Max. Tell me about your dad.
Oh, okay. I love my dad, and if there was anything many people said about him was that my father was kind.
Okay.
He bore so many people's burdens, even when he wasn't able to meet them. So he had that kind of heart. Mm. Fortunately, I inherited that from him.
Aww.
However, I didn't get to spend too much time with my father. He left when I was four. Okay. And in my entire life, I think I saw him like 5 times.
Okay.
And I noticed it's a good thing ladies call ladies were the first to call you today and talk about their dads. I can see how close my daughters are to me. He wasn't around because he was outside of the country trying to make life better for us.
Okay.
And just when we were about to join him, he died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me and my brothers kind of miss that fatherly thing. So for a long time, we had to look for somebody who would be a father figure.
Oh.
But all in all, he was kind.
Okay.
And I remember the time in 2002 when my brother spent 2 weeks in Christmas with him.
Mm.
That was the time I missed. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, Max. And I am sorry about the loss of your father. And I'm glad that at least you have something to remember him by, the kindness. 99.3, hello.
Hello, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Ugochukwu on the line from Ikpaja.
Welcome, Ugochukwu from Ikpaja.
Thank you, President Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
The topic is a very lovely one.
Okay.
But for me, President Sandra, it's unfortunate. I was just 2 months old when my father died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I didn't know my father.
Did you have a father figure, though?
Yeah. You know, sometimes some people will tell you that without a father figure, a child may not be well brought up or something like that. But from my own personal experience, I believe that whether father figure or not father figure, a child will be brought up very well. So I miss him. I can't tell anything about my father. But I'm a good father, to be honest with you. So I know what I can do for my children that's good. Because according to the Holy Book, it says, do this for others. What would want them to do for you? So I knew what I would have wished my father to do for me. So I'm doing it for my children.
Mm.
Thank you, President Sandra.
All right. Thank you very much. I wish you'd tell me some of the things that you currently do for them, because it is a celebration of fatherhood, right? And when we say father, it's not like your literal father or biological father. It might be a stepfather. It might be somebody who played the role of a father in your life. You can talk about that person as well. And if you tell me, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing certain things with my children now that if my father had been there, I would have wished he did for me. I want to hear what those things are. Because the beauty of conversations like this is that you have all kinds of people listening and all kinds of people learning from our experiences. Because everybody didn't have great fathers. Everybody doesn't have great fathers. Everybody doesn't have great mothers. Everybody didn't have great mothers. And so when they have these conversations in public forums, they're learning, okay, I could try this. Because last, all of us, nobody get manual. We're all learning and trying to figure it out, you know. So they could hear something that you do and say, or something that your father did with you and say, okay, let me try this with my own children. I think I want my children to speak about me the way this man's children are calling on the radio to speak about him, you know. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name?
Okay. I want to talk about my father.
Okay.
My father is my interest and is my hero. I remembered one day someone asked me, why do you people call your father your interest? I said, a man that was able to train 10 of his children in university, was able to give us a good life. He's still alive. He's 96 years old. He's also a king of my community. When I was young, he was a pilot with old Nigeria Airways.
We always look forward to receive him at the international airport. And anytime he's coming back from a trip, he comes with a tray of toasted bread. You know, then those things, you hardly see them around. He comes back to Nigeria with them. So I don't forget those experiences. To me, even when I was getting married, it was hard for me to relate with my husband. I relate more to my father because he's always there for you. Anytime you call him, we don't call him daddy. We call him pa. Even to tomorrow. If I call him now, the first thing I will say is, pa, how are you? And he will not call me nne. I am very well. So he's a wonderful person. He lives a life of integrity. And I'm also proud to mention my surname. Anyway, with me. If I mention my surname, they will like, that man. I say, yes, that is my father. He's my hero and he's my interest. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shariente.
Okay, good to have you on the show.
I'm calling from VI. Well, my dad is my best friend.
No.
And he actually knows how to teach. Like, he teaches, like, he's a teacher.
Okay.
And really understanding. And I just wish my dad could hear all these things because he doesn't really know. And it teaches me how to, like, a little gift. Like, something that you don't even think is important, just give it to me. And my dad is over the moon. That's that beautiful thing I like about him. You know, fathers don't really get to get gifts like our mothers do.
Mm.
But when you give him a little, he'll be so excited and treasure it, like. So I really liked such a thing about my dad. And then he taught me this thing that I should learn to make people indebted to me and I should not be indebted to people.
Mm.
And I see him practice it, how he does live his life. And I'm so happy to be a part of his life as a daughter. And it's a thing of joy for me.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling to share. And I'm really happy you have that experience with your father. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
I'm very fine. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's been a while.
Okay.
My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo, welcome.
Yeah, my dad. He's actually a wonderful man. I've lost him about 27 years ago now.
Okay.
I happen to be the first son, and so I learned a whole lot from him. So there's a positive side and there's a negative side.
Of course. Hi. Oh, Ibinabo, the connection is not great. You're going to have to give us a call back, okay? Sorry about that. Let's quickly go to WhatsApp where we have this one from Chris in Ghana. Chris says, Sandra, I hope you noticed how so many ladies will say about their dads and the love they received. So how come dads treat their wives and their daughters differently? For me, I lost my dad while I was barely three, so I do not have any memories of him, but I'm doing the best I can to be a great buddy with my kids. Whenever they are around, we gist, we play games, we do chores, we quarrel, we pray together. I enjoy taking long walks every evening with my son. He asks lots of questions and I make sure to answer all. For my daughters, gosh, I dote all over them like they're my girlfriends. And yes, they are. Oh, Chris. Okay. All right. Thank you, Chris, for sharing. I appreciate it. We've got this one here from Chinwe in Iju. Chinwe says, I love my father so much. He was a very good and hardworking businessman. He trained me to be a strong woman. I'm happy to have a lovely husband who is as nice as my dad. Aww. We've got this one here from Hussein in Surulere. Hussein says, my father was very religious and a disciplinarian. He did not have opportunity to attend formal school, but he learned so fast from his children and grandchildren too. Whenever I remember him, I cry because he passed on about 12 years ago. Oh, Hussein, I'm sorry for your loss. We've got this one here. Sandra, thank you for this wonderful topic. My name is Chinedu from Aja. The most act that my father never joked with is giving. He loved to give out to people, even to strangers. And he usually says tomorrow his own children will be somewhere and they may need help from others. To be sincere, it has been working for us as he thought in all the places we went to. Thanks. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. 99.3.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
I'm very well.
What's your name? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. Call me back if you can. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing, sir? How you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine. This is Altine.
Altine, talk to me about your father.
Hello?
Hi, Altine. Talk to me about your father.
Oh, Jesus Christ. My father was a very strict man, a disciplinarian. He had me, I was the first child, and then the next two were girls, my two sisters. And so he was very strict with us. We never went to church, alone. We never went to choir. We never joined the choir or any BB practice. He'll say he doesn't want that. He has that choir master's pregnant. Children, so he doesn't want us to join. We only go to church on Sundays with him and my mother.
Okay.
And he taught me a lot of things. He taught me how to keep a diary. He was not too learned, but he taught me how to keep a diary. When I was going to Form 1, he gave me a diary and said, anything that happens, I should write. When I get home, I'll let him know. Mm. And when I was a teenager, when I was growing up, he taught me how to clean myself, particularly when I started my monthly flow. You know, he was one that told me that if a man touches you, you get pregnant.
Mm.
So if you see me and say, baby, that is, I like you, I start running.
Mm.
I'll go and tell him, blah, blah, blah. See that one? He liked me. He said, very good. Run away from him. But honestly, I miss him. I miss his discipline. I thank God I had the opportunity of telling him that he did well, because at a point when I was in secondary school, I felt every time we go back to school, they say, this man's father, this student's father died. And I say, why is he not my father that died?
Hmm.
Why is he not the one that died? Because he was so sick, you can't go out. Hmm. Once it's 6 o'clock, you have to be at home.
Hmm.
And if you see any lady, any friend of ours that comes and speaks to you, and you get back home late, he wants the girl or the person, please don't come to my house again.
Hmm.
You know, so we grew up scared of him. But honestly, I thought, I thank God I had the opportunity of telling him that actually he was doing well, or he did well with us, because that has helped me a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Altine, for sharing. I'm really glad that everyone's sharing with me this evening. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Hi, good evening.
Hi, President Sandra.
Welcome to the show, sir. What's your name?
My father. Well, I lost him when I was 3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But my first two senior ones were the one that enjoyed him.
Okay.
You know, my dad was a sailor.
Oh, okay.
Whenever he wanted to sail, they would take them with a speedboat to the high sea, right?
Okay.
He would take them all around the ship.
Oh.
You know?
That's interesting.
Bring them back. Then we were living at Ibutemeta then. All of us were born there.
Mm.
At the Yago Street, Ibutemeta.
Okay.
So people who know my dad, when I go somewhere, say, whose son are you? I say, Sundays with Omuka. Oh, my, you always tell someone, say yes.
Aww.
Oh, that man really helped my people. Once he hear you speak Kwale, you are his brother. That is his return for you.
Hmm.
So he was there for my people, for the children. And my mom always tell us that the only person that behaved like her husband, that is like my dad,
mm-hmm.
is me. And I didn't know him. 3 years. I was 3 years when he died.
Aww.
Even when he falls sick,
hmm.
at the point of death,
mm-hmm.
he has this walking stick.
Okay.
He said they should give it to the last boy. I'm the last boy.
Okay.
Because we have 3 men among us, 4 ladies. He
okay.
said the last boy should have that there.
But my uncle had to keep that thing to himself.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
The man did not treat us well at all. That's my dad, my uncle.
I'm sorry.
But I thank God the way I'm relating with my children. Like those ladies saying their dad, like my daughter. Once he noticed, you know, their mom is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Once he noticed me sitting down quietly, he said, Daddy, Daddy, what is happening? But the other two boys, you know boys now. They are there for me. But it's only my daughter will notice. And I always call her mommy. I'm telling you.
All right. I wonder if fathers parent their sons different from how they parent their daughters. Do you think that fathers parent their sons different from how they parent their daughters? Patrick Kibble from Ogba says, the job I live on now is the best. I got it from my dad. I'm an artist. He was creative, calm, but stubborn. He does things his own way. A mechanical engineer who smoked and drank. Ooh, okay. We've got this one here from Kenny in Ojodu Berga. Kenny says, I was unlucky to have fatherly love nor care, no stepfather or godfather at all. It really affected me and my siblings in one way when we were growing up. I wish I can be a great father to my unborn children. Oh, so you didn't have a father, so you didn't have that father figure in your life. I'm really sorry about that experience for you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, yeah. Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwes.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is Rapuluchukwu.
Rapuluchukwu, tell me about your father.
Okay. It's awesome. My father, Sandra, I cannot appreciate my father enough. I continue appreciating him. He's so great. He's a great man.
Okay.
Especially we that are born before the war.
Hmm.
You know, it's a big challenge for them in those days. A very big challenge because of what what come up that
time. The experience, yes.
The Nigerian-Biafran war.
Yes.
You know, but thank God we survived because a lot of children died, you know, but we survived.
Yes.
I give him kudos to that. Oh. He's a great man. I used to call him Odogu.
Oh.
Odogu Woke.
Oh.
Yes, because of what he, you know, he saved a lot.
Of what he did. To keep children alive during a war is not beans.
You say?
To keep children alive during a war is not beans.
Yes, it's by grace of God, but at least in her own part.
He did his own part.
He did a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. I'm a man now.
Yeah.
So being a man, I know what it is to be a man. It's not a small challenge, but I thank God I will leave a legacy. Like I always say, I will make sure I train my children to the fear of God and give them good education.
Okay.
At least to university level, to make sure they are all graduates.
Mm.
Thank you, Sandra, and God bless you.
Bless
you.
You're
doing
too.
A very fantastic job.
Thank you, Rapuluchukwu.
In 99.3 Nigerian Info.
Rapuluchukwu, thank you so much. I love when you call me. 99.3, hello.
I'm happy to come back, Sandra.
Yes, I'm back. I'm here. Hi. Hi.
So let me stay anonymous.
Okay.
For me, it's a mixed feeling, Sandra, because my son has no relationship with his dad.
Okay.
So many reasons why.
Okay.
But I know that it's probably going to affect him sort of in a way, but I'm working out my heart to see how best I can make it happen for him.
Okay.
But my father, thinking about my father, so my father was a man of truth.
It's
so much integrity, very upright. But life didn't treat him well. Let me use it that way, because as knowledgeable as I became, I saw that he was very poor.
Mm.
He was poor and he was struggling. But in everything, in every situation he encountered, he always stood for the truth. And that's something I took after him.
Mm.
So I'm like my father in amongst all the kids. And he was very kind and very patient.
Right.
But I don't want to marry a man like my father.
Well, that's honest.
You know the reason why, and that explanation wouldn't be complete without my mother.
Okay.
In it. My mother, you know how you watch home movies and watch Christmas or Doko? You know that figure, that character she had. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is more like that, always very antagonistic, and so sadly, there are times where my mom would beat up my dad.
I'm sorry.
For such reasons, I wouldn't want to marry a man like my dad, because I think my father was too soft.
Okay.
to that point, and it got to that point. But every other thing, yeah, my father was close.
Was great.
For me, but that part of it, no, I didn't want to be like my dad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had that experience, but thanks for sharing with me. All right. You know, people are always asking me, Sandra, how come you're always so cheerful? I get that from my dad. My dad was always very, very cheerful. Like, my dad would be having the worst day and he would have a smile for anyone, for everyone. And you wouldn't be able to tell that he was having the worst day. His nickname was The Boy Is Good. So his friends would call him The Boy Is Good. And then he'd be like, all the time, you know? Like, everywhere he went, they just said, The Boy Is Good. And he'd say, all the time. Because he was always smiling. He always had a smile on his face. He was really polite. Like, it would take a lot for my father to like insult or harass you in public. My mom would actually get annoyed by that. You know, my mom would say things like, you know, you're not, you're big, but you're big size, you're not using it for anything, because my father was a huge man. I think I ended up marrying my father, to be honest with you, in a lot of days, because my husband was very, very huge. Me, I'm very short. I'm 5 feet tall. My husband is like 6'3" and he's a giant. You should see us together, like, you know. So I feel like I make trouble anyway outside, because I can stand behind you. You'll beat up anybody. But yeah, my mom would be like, ah, you're just big for nothing. You're not using your big size for anything. Look at, why can't you drag? Why can't you? But my father always believed that, look, as much as possible, maintain the peace. Maintain the peace for as long as possible until it's time to change it for them. Yeah, then let everybody available know that by the time you've gotten to the point where you're changing it for somebody, you get why you change them for that person. You know, everybody will see, look at the issue and be like, okay, no, he reached to change them for them, you know. So I really loved that about him. And I think I also got that from him. Maybe my husband would disagree. I don't know. But he was pretty great. He was really just always cheerful, you know. Even when he got sick, you know, even when he had cancer, like, he just found a way to just be cheerful, you know. Like, I would take him to do his MRI scans or like his CT scans, and you wouldn't understand that it was such a scary experience for him. I didn't understand how much work he was doing for me when I was taking him to get all those scans, CT, MRI, until I had to do a CT scan this year, the MRI scan this year. I told you about it now. When I came and told you that I ran away, I couldn't do the thing, because it felt very horrible, you know. But my father was just cheerful through it all. And, you know, that day in the hospital, I laid down in that machine and I was crying, because I was thinking about him lying in that machine and just, you know, doing that thing alone. And I couldn't go into the hall with him. I was waiting outside for him. And like, at least in my turn, after I ran away the first time, the second time I had to go, my husband had to go inside the hall with me and hold my leg throughout. But I was like, who did that for him, you know? And then he came out and he was like, oh, you know, it wasn't complicated, no big deal, it was nice, it was okay, you know. And now I can look back and be like, my gosh, where did he find that strength? I'm thinking about it and I'm tearing up. Okay, give me a minute, let me play something, and then I'm going to come back. Let me play something. Okay. I'm good. All right, let's talk about your dads. Yeah, enough about my dad. Let's talk about your dad. 0700-993-993-993. Whoo! 01465-7190. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Auntie Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Victor. I'm calling for Bariga.
Hi, Victor. Talk to me.
Sandra, this topic from beginning of the still that any man where she call you go outside that. You are the one where you beat your mother for front of your children. Have you seen any man where she call you for outside like that?
Okay. All right, Victor. I feel like Victor wanted to tell us something about that experience himself. 99.3. Okay.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Peter.
Hi, Peter. Welcome. Talk to me.
I'm a first-time caller.
I'm glad you're here, Peter. Yay. Welcome. Talk to me.
Okay. My father is a great man. You know, I grew up in the family where my father will leave for work and spend 3 to 4 weeks before coming back home. So, but he was there for the family. We never knew his strength, not until I grew into a man. You know, one day, I followed him to his place of work. I saw what this man was going through just to put happiness in our life.
Aww.
He's a great man. And from that day, my love for him increased. So, it's a great topic.
Thank you very much for calling to share. 99.3.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ololade. Yeah, so I was going to say my father, he was a selfless man.
Okay.
And very humble.
Okay.
I meet him, he died about 7 years ago.
Oh, same as mine.
So one thing I remember about him is he's trying to help people around him. And because I married an able man, he would always ask, "When are you going to cook an Igbo soup for me?" You know. So I think this my first attempt at Onugbu soup, my dad actually ate it with rice.
Oh!
And I showed him, I said, "No, you don't eat that with rice." I said, no, this is how I like my own. So leave me alone.
That's the thing about Igbo soups, though. You can eat Igbo soups with anything. Oh, all right. Thank you so much for calling to share. I appreciate it. But yeah, like I was saying, you can eat Igbo soups with anything. Actually, my favorite thing to eat most soups with is, what's the word now? Is rice, honestly. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Love
you and I'm not. I don't even know how to do it because everybody is saying fun things about their father. I don't have any fun things about my father.
Tell me about your father anyway.
What?
Tell me about
it. I was in permission when he left my mom. So I think I've always had my mom as my father. So I think the year my mom died was the year he died too. I was in SS2, 1991 then. So my mom died generally. So when I was told that he got sick, I was still angry with him. How will you leave us, all six of us, just like that? Our last ones were just 3 months then. And my mother single-handedly took care of all of us. So, but I got to him. He died in October, but I got to him around July, August. So I was at his deathbed. He was asking for forgiveness. So I think what shaped my life concerning my dad is that I won't ever let my children go, as in, I will use my life to protect my children. Okay. There is no way. I don't see anything coming, unless maybe death comes in.
No.
That one is inevitable anyway. Mm-hmm. But if, as far as I'm alive, my children will be protected, and I will struggle for them. You know, I'm also a father now.
Mm.
You understand? Mm. So, already, another thing about it is that it makes me stronger.
Okay.
As in, all the battering bruises I got from my ex, I continue, you know, so that I sit down to look at how did I survive it now? Because, like, 3 times, my junior brother came to take me away from my ex. I told him, no, until I decided myself. You know, that kind of a thing. So to me, I think I became strong. I became more stubborn. Let me use that word. So I don't see a man coming to treat me anyhow now. To me, I don't see any man treating me anyhow. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm instilling it to my children that, see, don't allow what has happened between me and your dad to shape your own life. That's my own. All I know is that just look for a spouse that you trust, the character is there. Marry your best friend. Even as young as they are, I always tell them, your best friend.
Adeshewa, thank you so much for calling to share. I wish we had more time to take more of your thoughts on this conversation. It's been so good, so I want to thank everyone. And Anonymous here, I hear you, I see your message. And to everyone who didn't have great experiences of their fathers, great experiences of fatherhood, you have my sympathies, you have my empathy. It gets better. Those were your hard facts. Lagos, good night.